Number 12, verse number 6, I want to read. And God's put this on my heart to share this with you this morning. And it's just going to be a teaching. It's going to be a teaching subject just for a moment. And I'm going to get out of the way. And we're going to let God just do what He does. Okay? This is to you. This ain't to you from your pastor. Okay? This ain't to you from your buddy. I'm not your buddy. I'm not your pastor. I'm not your friend right now. I'm just somebody fixing to relay you a message that God's told me to bring to you. I'm just giving you what God's gave me, said them people need. So right now, just make sure that you're listening to the word and you're listening to what God's given you. Okay? So important. How important is it, preacher? Life and death is on it. Okay? Life and death is on this. All right? Romans 12, verse number 6. I ask you to stand. Let's reverence the reading of God's word, and then we'll be seated. Romans 12, 6, the Bible says, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the portion of our faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that toucheth, teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, and he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, and he that ruleth with diligence, and he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Father, I praise your holy name. I pray this morning that you unpack this scripture, apply it to our life, you be glorified, show us why we have gifts, show us why we have received a gift. Lord, if there's one in here this morning, I pray if they're lost, you save them. If they're backslidden, draw them back to that state that you'd have them to be in. Whatever needs to be done, you make the move. Let the Holy Ghost touch them. We're praying in the Holy Ghost, asking Jesus to make intercession, to take it through the throne room. And Lord, this morning I pray we understand why gifts are given and who they're given to. I pray it this morning in Jesus' holy precious name. Careful with my words and my actions. I ask you to guard my throat, guard my thoughts. Let everything uplift the name of Jesus Christ. Bind Satan up. Cast him out for a period of time. Get him away. Open the ears of the hearers. And let us forget what time it is. Just let us know we're in the presence of yours. I do love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus' holy precious name. All of God's people said. Amen. You may be seated. The word of God shows us to you from God. So this morning I want to share what the Lord has given me to tell you this morning. To you from God. Preacher, what have I received or what can I receive to me from God? What can I receive and what must I receive? The Word of God shows us and teaches us that when we become a follower, He rewards us with different kinds of gifts. And the gifts that we will look at this morning is for you and God. And God has personalized each gift for you and I. So this morning in the text, it says, having then gifts. So I know that's in the plural. So I know there's different gifts. We know here there are seven gifts for the ministry, but I want to roll it back and not take it out of context, but the gifts. This morning, I want you to take your gift and I ask you to open it right now. It's what it's going to be like in heaven. I got a picture of everybody opening up what God's given them. Have you got your gift open? Who hold your gift up. What is that? That's a mirror. I want you to take that mirror with a side that you can see a reflection on, and I want you to turn it and look at yourself right in that mirror. And I want to ask you a question this morning. Do you like what you see? Do you like what you see? Do you like what God has given you? When you take this mirror and you put it in your face, nobody else is in front of you but you. All three gifts that I'm going to tell you about this morning that God did was for nobody else but for you. This morning, if you ever understand that when you look in the mirror, that God loves you unconditionally, no matter how much you mess up, no matter what you've ever done, no matter how far you went that everybody else thought it was way too far, you remember this, that God loves the man or woman that's in the mirror. This morning, he said we have gifts. The first gift that I see this morning is the gift of salvation. I want to share that with you this morning. It is the gift of salvation. This morning, I want you to know when I look into this mirror this morning, I can't fool nobody. I'm looking at me this morning. And this morning, I'm glad to say that in my life, I have the gift of salvation. I have received that gift from God and God alone. And He brought that gift unto me by His Son, Jesus Christ. I ask you this morning to take that mirror, and I want you to look into that mirror, and I want you to ask yourself, there'll be some not looking into the mirror, because you know why the mirror don't lie. Brother James said, look into the glass and you'll see. Look into that mirror this morning. Don't lie to yourself. Be honest with yourself. He said the greatest gift is the gift of salvation, and it is for you. The Bible says that gift this morning of salvation, it is an expensive gift. I don't know how much it took you to get looking like you do this morning of doing your hair and doing makeup and doing all these things. And it is a very expensive gift, but I have good news this morning. There's not no more expensive gift than the gift of salvation. This morning, the gift of salvation is for you and it's for me, and it's an expensive gift. The Bible says in John chapter number 3 and verse number 16, for God so loved the world, or for God so loved you. You look into that mirror this morning, I want you to understand that God sent Jesus to die on that cross for you. He sent Him for you. He didn't send Him for everybody else. He sent Him for you. When you look at it as the whole world, you won't get the picture. If you try to put the whole world in that little mirror, it won't never work. I want to put it where you understand it. God said that He sent Jesus for you this morning. He sent Him for me this morning. And when I look into this, I was worth saving. Even though the Satan told me I ain't worth saving, I'm worth saving. He sent His most expensive gift, for God so loved the world, or He loved you, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Understand that gift this morning, that is an expensive gift. But I understand this morning that is an essential gift. Not only is that gift expensive, but it's essential. You can't live without it. You can't live without it. If you don't have this gift, look in the mirror this morning. I'm begging you, look in the mirror this morning. Everybody looked in the mirror before they come to church, but did you look in the spiritual mirror? Did you look spiritually at yourself? And you said, I understand that the gift of Jesus Christ, it is expensive. But did you understand that that gift is essential? Without that gift, you'll die and go to a devil's hell. It's essential. I don't know what you do for a living. The government classifies your job as essential. The blood of Jesus Christ, the Bible describes essential. Without it, men die. Without it, men die and go to a devil's hell. This morning, God's laid on my heart to relay to you this morning, make sure you're looking in the mirror. This morning, if you're tired of looking in the mirror and what you're seeing, do something about it. Go to God. Go to Jesus. If you've been unfaithful, go to Jesus. If you want to be forgiven, go to Jesus. If you've been living a fake, go to Jesus. He says this morning that you're worth saving this morning. And he says that gift is expensive. That gift is essential. But I got good news this morning. That gift is eternal. It is eternal. The Bible says this morning that essential gift is, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, but it is the gift of God. Man, the gift that God gives us, when you look in that mirror, I understand this morning that God lives in my life, and I understand that it was expensive for Him to save me. I understand it was essential that He did save me. But I understand this morning that when He saved me, it's eternal. The Bible says this morning in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Is death. But the gift, hallelujah. Woo, glory. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. The first gift this morning, before I can go any further, you must examine yourself. No other man can do it but you this morning. And I want to ask you a question. If you looked into that mirror this morning and you looked into it, not how beautiful you are, not how makeup you are, not how much hair you got or the money you got in your pocket. I'm talking about looking deeper than any of that. Every bit of that's going to die and go away anyway one day. I'm talking about going down to the heart of man. I'm talking about going down to the soul. I'm talking about going down so deep this morning that you look into the written word of God this morning and you understand that unless you be born again, you'll likewise perish. Friends, this morning when you look into that glass, I ask you a question this morning. Have you received the gift of salvation in your life? If you've not, you're doomed without Jesus. I ask you to look in the mirror this morning. Have you received the gift of salvation? He said, we have different gifts. So we have gifts that He gives. The first gift that He'll give anybody, you can't get any other gifts till you get that gift, the gift of salvation. Once you get that gift of salvation, immediately there's another gift that comes on you. And I want to share it with you, not only the gift of salvation, He said He gives it unto you, but it's the gift of the Spirit. Not only is it the gift of salvation, but it's the gift of the Holy Ghost or the gift of the Holy Spirit. You said, I've been saved for 20 years and never received the Holy Ghost. Let me teach you about Him this morning. When you got saved, you received Him. When you got born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, you received Him. You said, preacher, I don't believe that. Let me tell you a little story this morning. It's all to do with how you open your gift. Hey, I want you to know this morning, when you got saved, that Holy Ghost come inside of you. You couldn't be saved without the Holy Ghost. Woo, glory to God, you can't be saved without Him. Hallelujah. You say, preacher, I don't believe in Him. Well, you ain't saved then. You've got to know this morning that you've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost is what convicted you that you was lost. Look in that mirror. Look in that mirror. Get that mirror up in that face. Ask yourself this morning, do I believe that the Holy Ghost lives inside of me and that He's doing the work inside of me? Oh, He's your best friend. Can I say to you, He's the only friend that you got. That'll never lie to you, never steal from you, never leave you. He's the only friend you ever got. He's the true friend that you can trust. Oh, but that gift that when you get saved, you get that Holy Ghost. And it's up to you and I to unwrap that Holy Ghost in our life and let Him have His will on our life. So, preacher, are you sure about that? I wouldn't back it up no other way but with Scripture. I want to ask you a question this morning. Do you know that the Holy Ghost lives in your life? If you do, quit overrunning Him and quit telling Him what to do. He's bigger than you. I don't know if I said that plain enough. If He lives inside of you, quit overrunning Him and quit trying to tell Him what to do. He knows more than you do. He's the one that ministered to Jesus Christ in the wilderness. Come on. And if He can minister to the Son of God, He can minister to you and I. He can do that. If He took care of Jesus for 40 days, He'll take care of you and I. Don't you worry about it, baby. Don't you worry about this baby. It's coming. God's got us. Amen. Sister Jessica, don't you worry about 10 weeks. God's got that. I'm just going to call that out in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, these other mamas in here, I want you to know God's got something for you. Don't you give up. Don't you give up and get in. Hey, He's a bigger God in heaven. Amen. Hey, they may be a prince of this world, and He may be having a heyday right now, but I got good news for Satan. There's going to come a day he's going to be bound up, and he's going to be thrown in a devil's hell right where he deserves to go. He said, preacher, you act like you're upset. I want to make sure you don't go there with him. All right? So number one is the gift of salvation. Number two is the gift of the Spirit. Let me show you this. You say, how do you know that, preacher? The Bible don't lie. It is the gift of the Spirit, and it is for you. Romans 15:30 says, and for the love of the Spirit. But that ain't where we're going. We're going to John 16 in verse number 7. John chapter number 16 and verse number 7. John chapter 16 and verse number 7. Keep your mirror in your hand. I want to ask you a question this morning. Have you received the gift of salvation? Well, I'm looking at it. How do you know you saved? How do you know you saved, preacher? Because I done what the Bible said. I didn't do nothing more. No, I done what the Bible said. It's on my heart this morning. To you, it's to you from God. He says this, the gift of salvation, but it's the gift of the Spirit. Written in red, John 16:7, the Bible says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. Hey, nevertheless, get your mirror up. I tell you the truth. The Bible don't lie. God don't lie. But I got good news this morning. That mirror, it don't lie. This sunken spot right here. Oh, yeah, I see it. Them wrinkles up there and that bald headness, oh, I see it. That old age, it's coming on, I see it, and it ain't lying. Why am I getting so old? Because of sin. Destroys the body. Destroys the body. Destroys your spirit. Destroys your soul. So Jesus says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. To you from God. It will not come unto you. He said, if I stay here, you ain't getting the Holy Ghost. You ain't getting the Holy Spirit. It ain't going to come. He said, but if I go away. But if I depart. Good news this morning, he's departed. He don't live amongst us no more. He's in heaven. Sitting on the right hand of the Father. Well, who's walking with me? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit that you and I neglect and overrun and do what we want to do. And we wonder why our life's in shambles and shackles and all broken up and everything. Because we override the Holy Ghost. And when you override him, all you do is tell him is, shut up. I don't like being told that, and you don't either. He says, but if I depart, I will send him unto you. So I see the Holy Ghost is sent unto me. But I also know in 2 Timothy 1:6, the Holy Spirit is to be stirred in me. Not only do I see it to be sent and it to be stirred, but I want to show you this, why you must allow the Holy Ghost to have his way in your life. Turn to meet with me to Ephesians chapter number 1 in verse number 13. Why you must. We're Baptists. We don't believe. Yes, we do believe. Okay, let me say this. I believe. Let me get that clear. I believe. I've been saying we, I believe. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe he ministers. I believe he was sent. I believe he saves. I believe that. I believe he can fix that person. And the blood of Jesus Christ saves you. But the Holy Ghost has to be there. If not, you just walked the aisle and went and sat back down. Ephesians chapter number 1 and verse number 13. You get there. Now, if you're having trouble with your salvation, look up here just a minute. Please don't say that, because I mean, do what you want to, but I want you to get this. To you from God. If you're having trouble with your salvation this morning, you ask Jesus to come to your heart, and you know he saved you, and you're having trouble, you think you lost, and you think you don't know what you're going to do, and you keep doubting, and you keep doing this and that, rely on the Holy Ghost. Don't rely on your experience. Don't rely on what you said at the altar. Don't rely on none of that. Because your experience and what you thought you said or what you thought you did can change. But the Holy Ghost doesn't change. He's our sealer. He's the one who does the sealing. Okay? Remember that. If you're saved this morning, you're going to have to rely on the Holy Ghost and trust him, because he's the one that seals you. Look what he says. In whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and whom also after that you believed. Now you're saved. Ye were sealed. 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 Ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. To you, from God. I see this morning when I look into this mirror, I see the gift of salvation. I look in this mirror and I see the gift of the Spirit. How the Holy Spirit ministers to my life and he ministers yours. But also when I look into this mirror, I see that God has sent another gift. This morning you've looked into the mirror and I'm asking you a question. Have you received the gift of salvation? I ask you to look into the mirror and see if you've received and you know that you have got the gift of the Holy Spirit. If you're saved, if you're born again, you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. Just unwrap him, let him have his way. Yesterday I come in, I got a birthday coming up. And I told the doctor when we was down there with the baby doctor, I said, and he's real professional. You know how professional people are. You can tell I ain't professional. I ain't never tried to be. I just want to be me full of Jesus. I ain't professional. I just ain't professional. I got a couple things hanging on my wall in my office, but what I keep there is my indictment paper signed by the sheriff. People walk in and say, what's that? I get to tell them what it is. That other means nothing to me. But knowing where God's brought me from, how he saved me, sealed me with the Holy Ghost, that means everything to me. There's one thing to preach, and there's something else to be called to preach. I would not do this if the calling wasn't on my life. You know what I would do? The same thing a lot of you thinking as preachers. You look at the commercial on TV, says Cooper Tire's hiring for $30 an hour. Match for match incentive, and you'd leave and you'd go over there for $30 an hour, match incentive. When you got off on Friday, it's your weekend. Do what you want to all weekend. You ain't got to worry about Sunday preparing. You ain't got to worry about doing it. You have your own time, your own free time. Can I get a witness? If I didn't go to church, who cares? I ain't the preacher. I don't hold a position. See, that if it was me being called, that's what I would do, because it sure is enticing. But we got over there, and I said, so this baby that we're waiting on is a gift, correct? He said, yeah, it's a gift. I said, so I can basically look at it like this. We're past Thanksgiving, and we're looking toward Christmas. He said, you're that close. Can I say to you this morning, there's a lot of you in here this morning, you're past Thanksgiving, and you're looking to Christmas. And you got to understand what gift God's given you. He's given you the gift of salvation. He's given you the gift of the Spirit. I got a birthday coming up, and yesterday I come in the house, and Brandon and Kaylee sitting there. They said, you want some lunch? I said, yeah. They laid the lunch down, and we ate, and they said, you see anything different in here? I looked all the way around the house. I looked, and I said, I don't see nothing. You don't see nothing. I looked again. I said, I don't see nothing. Kaylee said, Daddy, look over there in that corner. I looked over there, and there's a bag this big, bright, all kind of colors. It says, happy birthday. I said, you want to open it today? I said, nope, it ain't my birthday. He said, what? I got a birthday coming. I'm going to wait to that day. I'm going to ask you a question. Have you ever had a second birthday? I'm talking about you had the first one. And your mom and daddy told you about your first birthday. I'm talking about your second birth. That you can tell somebody else about this. You don't remember your first one, but boy, I sure remember my second one. I was there. Hey, I was there when I was birthed into the body of Christ. And when I was birthed into the body of Christ, he said, to you from God, here's your salvation, here's your spirit, and here is a gift of service. Go do this. He said, not only have I given you salvation, not only have I given you the spirit, but I've given you a service to do. Go and do it. Last thing I want you to look at. When you look in that mirror, I'm saved. Amen. I am filled with the Holy Spirit. Holy Ghost, comforter, friend. Amen. And I know a lot of you in this room, you're going to say you're saved. I ain't doubting that a bit. Now, if you tell me you're saved, I have to tell you, you're full of the Holy Ghost. You just may not be using him. You may not realize how full you really are. So I got to tell you that. Because I can't lie. I got to tell you what the Bible says. But here's what I'm going to get you right here. I'm going to ask you a question God asked me this week. If you're saved and you're right where you need to be with God, put your mirror up there. How is your service to God? to the one that he saved in that mirror. It's about you. It's about you. He sent Jesus for you. He sent the Comforter for you, that you may do the service that he's required you to do. So this morning, I'm going to show you quickly the last seven gifts here in the text that God has sent to you and I. Here in a moment, we'll give a time of invitation, altar call. I'm in no hurry. I don't know about you. I don't get paid by the hour. Loosen up a little bit. Come on, man. Y'all act like y'all in some Sunday school class. Yeah, y'all look. Now, let's look here. So I'm going to show you seven. I want you to be honest at the end of this service. God said, you go tell them to be honest. You go tell them. This morning when all the calls given, I want you to look in that glass. I want you to look at Sister Denise. I want you to look at her up here and these other ladies. I want you to look at them. They ain't your judge. I ain't your judge. But I can tell you somebody is your judge. That's God, Jesus Christ, Holy Ghost. And I want you to look into that mirror. And there's one person you can't lie to is another judge in your life, and that's you. You know where you're at right now. You know if you're saved. You know that if you've got the Holy Spirit. And you know that if the service that you're doing is to God or not. I want to show you the last seven here, and we'll be closing. Look what the Bible says as we go back to our text. He says it's that gift of service is for us. Having then gifts deferring according to the grace that is given to us or you. Whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the portion of faith. Number one, this morning, that prophecy, let me give this to you as we go down these gifts. That is to proclaim the truth of the Word of God to help somebody in their sinful state. You tell them the Word of God to help them. Number two, he says, or ministry in verse number seven. He said, preacher, I've not been called to proclaim the truth of God's word. Yes, you have. The gift of ministry this morning is this. Is this person looks for needs to help fulfill in other people's life. This morning when you look into that mirror, do you say, did I tell the truth? Do I help the next person? And do I look for opportunities to minister and help somebody with needs in their life? He said, and let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth, or teaching. And teaching is this. This gift makes the Word of God understandable, that you can understand the Word of God. He says this also, though, or he that exhorteth, waiting on exhortation. Exhorting is this, is to call near or promote spiritual growth to help the lost hear the Word of God. I'm asking you this morning, when you looked into that mirror as a saved person, are you doing this in your life? Are you telling the truth? Are you doing what God's called? Are you asking them folk? He says this, or he that exhorteth, one exhortation, or he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. You mean there's a gift of giving? Yeah. Giving would be this, a person who would make wise investments, aware of the needs of others, and has the kingdom in mind. He says this, or one that ruleth. He that ruleth with diligence. Ruleth would be this gift. That's the gift of planning ahead and does not mind to delegate to reach a goal. And the last gift I want to give you this morning is the gift we see in verse number 8 at the end. And he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. And mercy is this, is to comfort someone or to help tote someone's burden. This morning you look in that mirror and you may not like what you see. And I'm not talking about physical. I'm talking about spiritual this morning. And I'm asking you a question this morning that God's laid on my heart this week. Are you saved? Look in that mirror. Are you saved? Are you allowing the Holy Spirit to be your guide? Spirit, oh God, guide me with your Spirit. And are you, have you unwrapped that gift of serving or for service? As I looked in that this week, I understand that all seven of them gifts there at the end, you can go back and study on this, all seven of them gifts are motivational gifts. It's not as much about motivating you, but it's about motivation to the person that you come in contact with. You know the only way you're going to be motivated to do what God's called you to do is by allowing the Holy Spirit to lead your life. This morning, if you looked in that mirror, I want you to be honest. The mirror was honest with you. The mirror was honest with you. The mirror is honest with me. This morning, if you don't like what you see, Mama always told me, son, if you don't like it, do something about it. If you don't like it, do something about it. I know it's pretty plain, ain't it? Mama's pretty plain. I asked Mama, I said, what do you think about Brandy being pregnant? Ain't nothing to think about. It's already over with now. That's pretty plain. There's going to come a day. I thank God for my mama that's plain with me and tells me plainly. But I thank God this morning for this Bible that speaks plainly to me. And one day of my life, I looked into the mirror and I understood that I was lost going to the devil's hell. He saved me and he filled me with the Holy Spirit of promise. Sealed me with that promise. And when he done that, he called me to a service. And that is this. To love one another. To uplift one another. And to encourage one another. This morning, if that's not in your life, you be honest with the man in the mirror. Or the woman in the mirror. You get to this altar. Jesus Christ. Not this altar here. This is where we come kneel. I'm talking about the altar is Jesus. He's the in-between. He's the high priest. He's the in-between. And let him do a work in your life. I promise you, if we would get there, our Sunday night service would grow. I'm going there. I wasn't going. I'm going. If we got there as a congregation on Sunday morning, our Sunday nights would grow. 200 on Sunday morning and 80 on Sunday night. That's a problem. Look in the mirror. I don't have to be here. I got to tell the truth, though. I don't have to pastor this church, but I got to tell the truth. Look in the mirror. If we got what we needed to be as a congregation, our Sunday nights would explode. And we wouldn't have to worry about canceling Sunday night. If we looked in the mirror and we let God do a work in our life, our Wednesday night wouldn't be struggling. Our community wouldn't be lost. We wouldn't be going to hell in a handbag. We'd be calling on the name of the Lord. We'd be an altar. We'd humble ourselves and we'd seek His face and we'd turn from our wicked ways. And then God would hear from heaven and He'd heal the land and He'd heal the church. But the problem ain't the country we live in. The problem's the church and the country. We're not doing what God's called us to do. This morning, I'm going to ask you a question. You look at the man and the woman in the mirror. And if that don't fit you, glory to God. But if that fits you, do something about it. Folks, I wouldn't tell you that if I didn't love you. If you don't like what you see in the mirror, do something about it. Father, I love you. Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for the ministry. Oh, the Holy Ghost, Father. Lord, I'm asking you this morning to saturate the people that's in this place. Lord God, I'm asking you this morning to pour something out, a fresh anointing, something that we ain't had in years. Lord God, we don't want nothing new. We want to go back to the old path, the old way, right with you, Father. Lord God, whatever it takes to strip from our life, to keep us from being busy and get where you'd have us to be, let us look in that mirror. Let us say, I've been too busy for God. I've been too busy. And Lord God, you've gave us every 24 hours that's in a day. Lord, we've not been too busy. We just ain't been prioritizing the right way. Lord God, I ask you to move. Lord God, I ask you to move. Lord, I ask you to take this word and you protect it because you're the one provided it. Go to the ears of the hearer. But I pray it don't stop there. I pray it gets all the way down into the heart, the soul, and the marrow of the bone. Oh, that's my prayer. And you know my heart. Thank you for saving me. But I thank you this morning, Father God, that I ain't going to waver. I'm going to stand on thus saith the word of God. And we're going to be a church that looks in the mirror. Have your will and way. In the name of Jesus. All God's people said, amen. I ask you